Nationals and Phillies. AJ Cole would be making his first start of the season as he would square off against Vince Velasquez. We'll take it to the top of the second. Ryan Zimmerman at the plate.
Zimmerman swings and hits one high in the air, center field. Going back, Herrera to the track near the wall. He jumps and he caught it. And he steals a home run from Ryan Zimmerman. How about that? Big grin from Vince Velasquez thanks to the perfectly timed leap.
So the Nationals with a tying run in scoring position for the hottest hitter on the planet, Ryan Zimmerman. He'd finally find something that could stop Ryan Zimmerman, Odubel Herrera.
Right.
With a great catch to take a home run away from the league's leading hitter back in the second inning. And as you might expect, he's come through with runners in scoring position. Here's the 0-1, a swing and a drive. Deep left field, back goes Stassi. He'll look up and that ball is gone. About 12 rows back into the left field stands. Ryan Zimmerman put that one where nobody could catch it. And his hitting streak continues. His 13th home run of the year takes the Nationals from behind two in front. It's now a 2-1 ball game.
Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line to right. Right at Saunders, having trouble with the lights, and it's over his head, and it goes to the wall. Worth coming around third. He's going to score. Into third is Murphy. Zimmerman at second, and it's 3-1 Washington.
Line drive right. I mean, fortunately, it didn't hit Saunders. You getting those lights in the middle of the bank of lights, there's nothing you can do to get the ball out of those bank of lights. But again, that's a pitch that's right down the middle.
One ball, one strike. And the pitch swung on and yanked. Deep left field. Going back, Stassi. He looks up and it's gone. Three-run home run for Anthony Rendon. He turns on a fastball from Velasquez. It's his fifth home run of the season. And the Nats have blown it open here in the sixth inning. 1-2. Pulled sharply. Diving. Zimmerman makes the catch as he ends up with about three-quarters of his body in foul territory with a dive to snare the liner from Saunders.
The Nationals win 6-2 as the Phillies lose their fifth straight. At 21-9, the Nats are off to their best 30-game start in franchise history. Pete Maccannon and the Phillies unable to come out on top against the Nationals on Saturday as they lose their fifth straight. Here's Maccannon on the loss.
Well, you know, when your things aren't going your way, they just everything seems to happen. You know, it snowballs, and it's not fun to win five and lose five in a row. But, you know, the things I look at was, other than the two home runs, Vinny pitched very well. Kept his pitch count down early and then got into trouble a little bit later with the home runs. You know, the middle there, their lineup is just really good. And they produce. They're really producing runs. You can't make mistakes to them. They capitalize on it. The thing I think about a lot is Saunders hit the ball right on the button four times and didn't have anything to show for it. Good to see that catch that Herrera made bring a home run back. Cesar made another nice play. We played good defense. Freddie made a nice play, a real nice play on a slow roller. Their guy Rendon just killed us defensively and offensively. He's a good-looking player. Good to see Rupp hit another home run, get a couple of hits, and Cesar continues to hit. He's solid up at that leadoff spot. So, excuse me, other than that, the other thing was I only had to use one pitcher out of the bullpen. Leiter, the young Leiter's done a good job for us so far. So I'm looking at the positives, and we just got to keep battling, get through this little lull, get through this period, and get back to the form we were in when we won six in a row.
Pete, I know you were asked this before the game, but 17 home runs in 8 games, and you did mention how the Nationals lineup, the middle, is strong. Do you credit it just that you just played? You're playing three talented teams in a row.
I mean, I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, they don't let you get away with any mistakes. The Nationals, the Mets, when Cespedes was there, those guys hit home runs. The Dodgers, the Cubs, you can't make mistakes to those guys. They've capitalized on them, and that's where we're trying to get to where we don't miss those mistakes.
Even with the good defense, how did Saunders losing that ball change that inning there?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Matt, because that's another thing. I mean, we've hit into a lot of bad luck, I think, over the last few days. That ball, you know, it was directly in the lights. He's been playing super defense for us. What a shame that was. That led to something. You know, it seems like when you're going good, it snowballs, and vice versa. When you're going bad, it snowballs, and you just got to keep – fighting your way through it and get back on track.
Do you think early in that game that was as sharp as you've seen Velasquez early in the season? I mean, through three, five strikeouts, through five, he was at 69 pitches. He still wasn't hitting 70. Do you think that was, or how encouraging was that at least to see that in the beginning of the game?
It was very encouraging to see Vince pitch the way he did. You know, I feel, you know, he made those mistakes, but he used his fastball ball well and for the most part located it, and he got eight strikeouts, didn't walk anybody, attacked the strike zone, and you know, that, like I said, that line drive in the lights that didn't help, and it was encouraging.
And that was a hit and run there in the fourth.
We were running. I tried to get our running game going a little bit. I hit and ran, and Freddie didn't make contact, and it was kind of just a thing. But I'm trying to instill some kind of a spark in us by doing something, and it didn't work. And, you know, that happens too. I find when you're in a good streak, you can squeeze, hit and run, do anything you want. It always seems to work. When you're in a bad streak, you try to get something going. It doesn't seem to work, but you got to try it anyway.
Is there any approach you can take against Zimmerman right now? I mean, when he's that as hot as he's been.
Against who?
Zimmerman.
I don't know. He hits balls up in the zone, down in the zone. He hits breaking balls. He's got a real good swing path, a real good approach at the plate. Rendon, when we were over there, wasn't hitting very well at all, but he's got a nice quick stroke. But, you know, for me, Zimmerman's got a nice level stroke to the strike zone. He keeps the bat in the zone for such a long time, and he reacts well when he gets fooled by soft. So that's what we strive for.
Sunday, it's Tanner Roark for the Nationals as Jeremy Hellickson takes the hill for the Phillies.